Hello.
We're back.
We're back.
You really are an ASMR queen.
I know.
That's, you're so close to the microphone.
I love sitting close to the mic. It's just me, though. I like hearing myself.
Okay.
I guess I'm narcissistic.
All right.
From Venus, a week late, we are here.
She can't talk until we introduce her. That's just the rules of every, like, radio show / podcast.
I'm Rosalie.
I'm Steph, and we have a very special guest, but we don't have a cool intro song, but it's...
Drum roll.
Bryn
Dolphy, our good girlfriend, Bryn.
Hello, it's me.
Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, it's a good vibe today, ladies.
We...
Feeling it.
Yeah. So, today's show, which Bryn doesn't know, because I told her she wasn't allowed to know anything so that she could get surprised by all her fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
Today's show was supposed to be the Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, because we were supposed to do it, what, 2 weeks ago? But then we had the snowstorm, and then school was closed. Yeah.
And then after that was reading week. So this is a Valentine's Day show, just 2 weeks late.
You excited to feel the love, Bryn?
I am.
She's rubbing her hands close to the mic. That's ASMR right there.
ASMR
it's Capitalist Love Day Part 2.
Yeah, but see, I actually prefer that we're doing it not on Valentine's Day.
You know what? That's so anti the man of us.
Do you want to know a fun fact?
Go ahead.
You know this fun fact. I've said it.
Say it.
Valentine's Day was created by Hallmark
no.
to sell cards.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but like, is that a joke or is that actually?
No, that's not a joke. That's an actual fact.
That's so smart.
Yeah, right? That's like how Coca-Cola created the image
Santa.
Of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But yeah, Valentine's Day, the red and white. You know what? I'm not gonna get into this.
Evan texted me that we're late, and I said, I know, I was late, I couldn't find parking, and
Bryn
he
got
said,
lost?
Yeah, he said, that's no excuse.
Oh my goodness.
So,
okay.
We are breaking up on air.
Oh my god. The last show I fought your boyfriend. On this show, I'm gonna fight yours.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm the only one here that doesn't have one.
Was
gentlemen?
He your only other
gentlemen,
guest?
Ladies, I'm single.
I'll hold your hand.
Thank you so much.
Go.
He was the only other guest we've ever had on
yes.
the show.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You can only host couples.
Exactly.
But individually.
Yes.
We're never having Ryan on the show, though.
No.
He's just going to argue with us the
only
whole
Ryan
time.
Ryan would. That would be so actually bad. A really entertaining show.
Should we have him on here?
Well, we already
we'll have a rock episode. Let's
okay.
do it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
What, give him another platform to yell?
Oh,
yeah, honestly. Anyway, everyone else who doesn't know who we're talking about is annoyed.
I'm so sorry. These are some niche memes.
Niche memes, am I right, ladies?
So, shall we get started?
We shall. So, the very first song we're getting into today is You Make Loving Fun by Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood
Mac. Bryn is excitedly rubbing her hands together.
Get real close to the mic, girl.
So, let me give you the facts about this song. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hope you're ready for some fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the song.
Evan just said square up. Do you see that?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Good.
Anyway, Evan, this show is about love, so if you could not be negative, that'd be great.
Let's talk about the song.
Anyway, music. So the song was written and sung by Christine McVie.
Queen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who sounds the exact same now.
She does, and it's insane.
I don't know, yeah.
What does she do to herself? She looks the same also.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
She's like Paul Rudd. Like, she just doesn't age.
Paul Rudd. Okay, Paul Rudd's
age.
Hot, to be honest.
Yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He just also doesn't age, though.
It's insane because, like, you can hear, like, Stevie Nicks, like, with her new singles and new songs, she sounds old. Like, you can hear it.
For
Excuse
white
me?
People to not age, though, that's actual witchcraft.
No, you know Paul Rudd is a witch. Like,
absolutely.
He has a warlock. He has to be.
I guess. I don't I'm not a fan of labels, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway. music. So, this song is, of course, on the album Rumors, which was
Iconic.
Basically just them all cheating on each other all the time.
And doing drugs. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
We've gone over a lot of songs where we're like, they were on a lot of drugs when they wrote this.
See, I'm usually in class, so this is actually the first show I'm listening to. It's
and you're on it.
I know.
How
wow.
amazing for you.
That's meta.
I'm really self-aware.
So this song was inspired by Christine McVie's affair with Fleetwood Mac's lighting director.
That's so funny. That reminds me of, you know how in The Office, the last season, where one of the mic people is in love with Pam?
Yeah.
That's
oh,
the same,
name?
Right? I don't
His name was like Brad or something.
Brian.
Like Brian.
Brian,
the boom mic guy.
Brian. He was cute too.
Oh, he was.
That's kind of like the same thing.
But she told John McVie, her husband at the time, And Fleetwood Mac's bassist, that the song was about her dog.
Oh, no.
Which would be so pure.
Don't bring a dog into this.
Actually true. And I'm going to also serenade my dogs with this song for the end of time.
Benny and Henry would enjoy
that's
that.
That's so pure. Imagine the song You Make Loving Fun was about a dog.
That'd be cute. You That'd know what? So I get it. And
so good.
It works.
But imagine telling your husband, yeah, it's about my dog, but you're actually having an affair with a lighting guy.
But then he might wonder if you're having an affair with your dog, which is worse.
Oh, no. That's just a complete different level right there.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry I had to do that.
You went there, eh?
I ruined a wholesome show.
Oh, no.
This is far from wholesome. Just kidding. We love love.
We love love.
We love love. So, starting off with a song about cheating.
Let's get into it.
Don't do that. Oh, but here it is. It's You Make Loving Fun by Fleetwood Mac.
We're back.
Hello?
You're good.
Okay.
I think your mic is just getting unplugged.
Yeah, we're chilling, but
we're
I can't
good.
Hear
I can hear you. It's okay. You sound beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous. Thank you.
Do you hear yourself?
I
You're
do.
Good? You good?
It's so cold in here.
We have to keep it open, but do we have to?
We don't have to keep it open. Why would we have
to? No, that's what I thought. Okay, I don't know, because like, I thought it was just like the
overheating. No, it was just really hot when I got in here. But we're good. You can shut it a little bit if you like.
Oh, my God.
This is window closing ASMR.
It's so hard. Welcome back to the window closing podcast.
That was actually really relaxing. Can you, like, read me to sleep every night?
I will. I'm not Adam Driver, but it'll do.
Oh, I want Adam Driver to read me to sleep every night.
Is that it?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, we're done.
So the next song that we have is a little bit of Aretha Franklin, rip in peace, queen. The song is called You Send Me, and everybody knows that Aretha is the queen of soul, who came into major success in the late 60s. Sam Cooke originally wrote this song, but many artists, including Aretha Franklin, covered it with their own spin on the original. It's a very, like, good song. Like, this is, like, a shower song when you're, like, showering in the morning and you just want to feel good.
Hey, anything's a shower song if you're brave enough.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah, I know.
You're right.
I tend to be.
I don't know how to feel about that.
We're just making Brit uncomfortable.
What are your go-to shower songs?
Good. Oh, do you have any? Goodness. Actually, Rumors as an entire album.
That's a good one because there's not one that you want to skip, right?
No. It's, like, anything that I would buy on vinyl that's upbeat would be, like, a good shower album because you're not going to get out and switch it. Unless
I've
you're
done that.
Freaky. Or unless you bring your phone into the shower in a plastic bag.
Don't do that.
I can't believe
so
people
extra.
Do that. That's so much.
I know. It's just, it's too much.
It's too much. Connected too much.
I want a waterproof, waterproof Bluetooth speaker that you can attach.
I got one of those. They changed my life.
Mm-hmm. How to shower for 45 minutes and destroy our fresh water supply.
I'm so lightheaded and literally almost passed out. Okay, my iron is low.
We would have to call the ambulance for Stephanie.
No, the show must go on, Rosalie.
Without you, you'll just be taking a nap on the floor.
Been taking iron supplements for about 5 days.
Nice.
You feeling good?
My quality of life, elevated.
I need to get those.
The only issue is that they told me to take it on an empty stomach.
And when does that happen?
I'm always eating.
Yeah, no, I don't know how to do
that.
Rosie, what's your go-to shower song?
My go-to?
I know what it is.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. It's Anything Queen.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's that one. Okay, I love singing Don't Stop Me Now by Queen just because I love to punch in the air in the shower. That's one of those.
And
as well as Al Green, Let's Stay Together.
Okay.
Love that song.
Okay.
Oh, Vampire Weekend self-titled is also really good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's sunny and then you've got that beam of sunlight
gorgeous.
Coming straight through the curtain.
I can't wait for their new album to come out.
I need to go take a shower. I haven't done that in a while. This reminds me.
Speaking of.
I should wash my hair.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know that new album. It's going to make
my
entire life.
Harmony Hall, when I first heard it, actually made me cry my eyes out.
Me too. I teared up in the library.
It was gorgeous. Okay, this is a show about
yeah,
women.
But,
sorry.
Ezra, cutie.
Sorry.
Still
Did you
man.
Know he's having, he has a baby with, what the heck is her name?
I don't know.
The girl that played the other brown-haired girl in The Office that Jim had a relationship with.
Oh.
Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones. They have a baby.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. And then a friend of mine from Instagram told me about that, and I actually freaked out.
I'm in shock.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Vampire Weekend podcast.
Oh, my goodness. If we could have an entire show about just Vampire Weekend.
That'd be so great.
That would be
really good. Can there be, a chorus on that?
At school? Yes. Oh my goodness.
It's called the internet.
All right, so here it is.
You send a Miss Aretha.
So good.
It was gorgeous.
Doesn't that put you just like in a good mood?
That really made me want to take a shower.
This is a PG-13 here, Stephanie. Careful. Well, hey, with your next few steps.
Stop sexualizing my shower.
Personal hygiene? Gross.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
What is that? Soap?
Don't.
Sulfates?
Poison. Sulfates? Don't know her.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Phenomenal song. I feel like that time period in music is just like so like sunny day kind of thing.
It makes me want to just like slowly swing my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop looking at me like I'm diseased.
I'm not. I'm just admiring you, Stephanie. Okay. You're so beautiful.
Okay.
Do you ever associate songs with colors?
Doesn't Lore do that? Doesn't she see color in here?
Synesthesia.
Yeah. Isn't that a thing?
Neat.
So it's where you like, Lore has it. You can, so she sees sounds as colors, which is why her music is so good.
That's it's insane. Colorful, if you will.
Yeah.
That's actually nuts. I don't see colors. I more so see situations.
Mm.
Like, I could imagine myself, like, the song that we just heard, You Send Me, I can imagine myself just doing a good morning stretch.
Oh, I love
right
that.
As I wake up kind of thing. And, like, making breakfast in the kitchen, like, dancing around. That's kind of where I'm at with that one.
Very different than...
That song is orange and yellow to me.
Really?
Yeah, it's orange and yellow, and it's swirly.
That's nice.
That's cute.
That's gorgeous.
Swirly, you know?
I want to
paint it. Let me paint a song.
Yeah, I had a guy in my first year psych class that had it, so he could, like, see colors around people. Like, he would literally see
like auras.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I know.
I wish I could read that. Cool. You can learn how to do that, apparently.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know if I could.
You can't learn synesthesia, but you can learn
No. Yeah.
I mean, I know you can learn it. I don't really
I just feel like people, like, use it as an excuse. Like, your aura is, like, really, like... putting me in like a bad energy right now. Like, I don't think I could be near you right now. What
like,
a good excuse though, if you don't want to talk
yeah,
to someone.
Honestly,
sorry, your aura's really like bothering me.
I just feel like you can or you can't. I don't really think you can or not.
Rosie, listen, your aura right now,
whack.
Just so
awful. Oh my goodness.
Hey, Brent, your aura slaps.
Thank you.
Damn.
Oh my god.
It's the same with astrology for me. Whenever mm-hmm. people are like, oh, you're a Sagittarius.
Okay,
oh,
you're literally
gonna...
apparent right now.
You are the
no,
biggest.
But like you would never say this to someone where it's like, oh, you're a Sagittarius. I don't think we're gonna get along.
I've had that.
I don't think you would actually say that to someone's face upon just meeting them.
I vowed that I would never make eye contact with a Leo who's not my mother ever again, and now I'm dating a Leo, so bye.
I don't know about that.
I've literally had a person tell me, like, when you first told me that you were a Scorpio, I said inside my mind,
oh my
I'm not
God.
Gonna talk to you.
I actually can't believe that people like seriously put
it.
You in a box like that,
I
though.
I get it.
It's understandable. It's understandable, but at the same time, it's like, you don't even know, you know what I mean? You don't know me
like
that.
I'm a pretty trash person. Like, I get it.
Don't say that. My goodness. We're not self-deprecating
here. Give me a
here.
Giggle. I'm just making jokes. Can you tell? No.
Leave the self-deprecation jokes for John Mulaney. Leave them for him.
I love him so
He's
much.
Taking them for all of us. He's taking all the
Honestly,
hits.
Honestly, true. Negativity? John Mulaney.
So what's next up
and
on the list here?
And our friend Stephanie.
Oh,
she
no.
was a Scorpio.
He does talk like that.
He really does. So good. There was this tweet, Miel tweeted, like, John Mulaney sounds, when he speaks, like he's doing B-52 karaoke. And I was like, that's so true. I want to, like, try doing my B-52 John Mulaney impression, but, like, I'm really afraid because it's going to sound so whack.
I listened to the, by the way, if you guys aren't listening to the Punch Up the Jam podcast on Spotify, that's so
Super
unfortunate.
Good.
I'm
life.
So sorry about that.
I don't listen to that either.
I can't stand you. Don't look at me.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
So the Love Shack episode, unreal, and that song came on at work, and I could not hold myself together. It's too much.
It's so good. So good.
Well, for the people that don't understand what that is, how are you guys doing?
John Mulaney, his voice is literally sounds like B-52 karaoke.
It's true.
Anyway, next song, music. The next song is Comes to You About Me by The Supremes.
Love that song.
Recorded in 1964 for the Motown label and was the third of five consecutive songs of theirs to top the Billboard Hot 100.
Mm-hmm. Girl groups from that time period were so kick-ass.
I know, right?
Man.
Oh my gosh, you said a swear.
Ass.
Swear.
ASS, but like $2 signs.
Okay, that doesn't count.
That's what I'm saying. They can't bleep me out for that.
Good.
Not when I'm being G. That was terrible.
I'm so sorry.
Not being gangsta.
I'm sorry we made eye contact while you said that.
I looked right at your soul when I said we connected.
Come see about me? More like, come see about this great song. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Stephanie.
Here's a come see about me.
I thought we discussed this.
We thought we discussed you weren't going to make terrible jokes anymore. Here's Come See About Me by The Supremes.
We're back.
For those of you at home, for the duration of that song, we put on matching flare jumpsuits and
we got into a triangle formation.
We got in a triangle formation and we snapped our fingers.
Exactly. I would like to also just give a quick shout out to Crystal.
Bryn's beautiful mother.
Thank you for raising such a lovely girl.
We love Bryn.
We love her so much.
How's your cat?
He's great. Yeah. He is on actual crack cocaine. Like, he's insane.
He's crackhead energy, that
well,
one.
Yeah, no, Evan's always like, I see that he's your son because you both have crackhead energy.
For those who don't know, Bryn got an adorable kitten recently.
He looks like a little lynx.
He's so cute.
He's an extra good boy.
Do you think he's listening to the show right now?
Honestly, he might be. His ears are gigantic. He can pick up frequencies from
like a satellite.
He can just hear your voice from across town.
That's so cute.
Oh, love that for him.
So, what do we have? What do we have up next?
Next, we have a song by The Chiffons called "He's So Fine."
Another phenomenal song.
Another girl group.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're gonna keep up with a theme, we have like a consistent sound to this playlist.
I think so.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
So this also topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 4 weeks in 1963.
Long time.
Yeah.
Good for them.
That was like a year after I was born.
Yeah.
That was a year after Rugrats came out.
Yeah, that was a year after Rugrats came out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally remember Rugrats coming out in 1962. Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
No one gets that reference.
No, just pretend we made it up. It's fine.
It's fine.
It was written by their manager who put them together after hearing them harmonizing in their high school's lunchroom.
That's so awesome.
I know. He wasn't even, like, a manager at the time. Like, he was just, like,
a teacher?
Student and was like...
Oh, a student.
He was like, I'm going to manage you guys because you're great.
That's so awesome.
And that's the kind of positivity that I'm here for.
To go on this love train that we're on right now, have you guys ever seen the movie Flipped?
Yeah.
No.
Flipped. Okay. No. I'm going to recommend this to everyone who's listening, which is probably three people. Flipped is a phenomenal movie. It takes place in 1963. Like, it's set back. And it's about a love story between a girl and a boy. And I think they're, like, 13, 14 years old. And it's, like, set in their different perspectives of, like... Like, the first part of it, it's, like, the girl's perspective, and the second part of it is the boy's, whatever. Soundtrack is phenomenal. And I actually first heard this song, He's So Fine, on that soundtrack, and it just blew me away. The soundtrack for that entire film is phenomenal.
It's a cute movie.
It's a very cute
movie.
That's
all I'll say about it, because I don't have anything other positive to say about it.
You don't like it?
It's not.
What's new?
It's cute.
That's it?
It's cute. Like, I enjoy it.
No, it's cute. It's a feel-good movie, you know what I mean?
But it's like, I could never watch it again.
Well,
I'd be bored. You know?
The Oscars group chat.
There it is.
That's good.
Hey guys,
she's bringing it back.
Who wants to make an Oscars group chat? You know, even though it already.
I don't
happened.
Know if I want to talk about the Oscars on here. Too many people are going to be mad.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody best editing.
On
Pardon?
Today's episode, we talk about movies because movies are bad.
Anyway, music. Here's music. He's So Fine by The Chiffons. He's so fine. Guys, you're so fine.
Wow.
Thanks.
I'm feeling pretty fine.
Good.
Very
How is
average.
My personality?
Wow.
And a hush falls over the room.
So, no, I didn't have a segue.
I'm always looking at you for the next, like, pun.
Oh, man. Well, you didn't say anything. I couldn't have made a pun.
I don't know.
You can't... Don't make a pun.
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to
do
that.
Don't do it. It's going to be good.
Please don't enable her. I can't.
No, enable. Do the enabling.
Okay.
What's our next song, Rosalie?
Our next song is Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
Aw. More like Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Kisser.
That was so
that
bad.
That was so bad.
That was
I'm
so
sorry.
Bad.
I'm, you know what?
I'm renouncing you from pun lord.
I make 100 puns a day. Two of them aren't going to be good.
Just two.
Just two.
That's very confident.
Yeah.
It's very confident of you to say.
I think I'm very funny.
Speaking about Sixpence None the Richer, long band name.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I so much. Always just thought they were named Sixpence. I
Me
never
too.
Knew there was none the richer attached
Isn't that
to
weird?
It.
Like, it's just insane. Like,
I did not know that.
I was talking to my dad when he was driving me back to Waterloo after reading week, and he was talking about all these bands, like Creedence Clearwater Revival. I'm like, what a long name.
Yeah.
Why?
But, I mean, one of our favorite bands, 1975, has, like, the longest song titles and album titles.
Insane,
so
also.
Really.
It's not, like, the whole band. That is a fast track to getting your band's name put at the and more section of, like, a festival poster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because that poor graphic designer
does not want to have to deal with
just
that.
Just trying to format this.
You can't fit the whole thing in there, right?
You can't have Sixpence None the Richer playing.
It's just going to be Sixpence Coachella. NTR. That's it.
Sixpence, parenthesis, dot, dot, dot. Parenthesis.
Oh, no.
Like, who came up with that name? Like, how do you come up with that name?
I have no idea.
I also don't understand, like, Nutrimilk Hotel. Who came up with that name?
For real.
See, with Sixpence None the Richer, it's like, I got six pences.
Pences?
I got no more. I'm not any richer than this. This is as good as it gets.
That should be the full band name.
They actually contacted her before the show and said, listen, we have something we need to say. You need to tell the story of our name on air.
Actually, I contacted them because it's been burning.
Okay.
A hole in your brain?
I needed to know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is a Texas-based band that started up in the early 90s.
Yeehaw.
Their single, Kiss Me, was a single that really, took their careers off as musicians. It featured in an episode of Dawson's Creek, and we all know how, like, popular that show was back in the day. Keep going. Let's just start singing here. For our lives should be over. Oh, no. It also featured in that movie, She's All That, with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
Such a 90s movie. When she's, like, walking down the stairs, and she's having her moment of, like,
all these references, oh, my God, are the my most makeover. 90s references.
Because we're 90s kids. If you're not a 90s kid,
you don't know this.
You
song
don't
exists.
Understand any. Where this is gibberish to you.
You literally.
You don't get it.
You like it's just muffled. It's just like mumbling.
It's
you
just
don't,
like it's beeped out.
Yeah, no. It's just like in your brain, the words don't exist.
Exactly.
So only 90s kids literally remember this.
I actually love this song. It's so heartwarming. Every time I hear, like, the little guitar, the intro, it just, like, aw.
It doesn't get old.
It doesn't.
You know what? The opening instrumentals kind of remind me of Cigarette Daydreams.
A little bit.
Doesn't that kind of make sense?
Okay.
It's got a similar cadence.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. That. I didn't actually, like, think about that before. But, yeah. Shall we dive in?
We shall.
This is Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. Side now.
Yeah.
So a note on 90s music from my dad is that
Bruno. Hi Bruno.
Hi Bruno. What's up? The 90s were almost as awesome as the 80s.
Ugh.
As in things just keep getting worse if you take that in the other way.
Man. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I was actually looking at old pictures of my parents from the 80s the other day while I was home. Terrible. The shoulder pads, the hair.
I liked
so
the hair.
Bad. You like the big hair?
Yeah.
You should do it.
I think it would suit me.
That should be your new look.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know that episode of Friends where Chandler has that hair that just... Do you not watch Friends?
It looks like an upside down magnet. It's insane.
Hey, I don't want to get roasted, but no. I don't like it.
I'm going to find you a neon windbreaker.
Okay. Oh, I think I do have one, actually.
Good. It's actually insane how much, like, things come back in, like, fashion and stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I would go through my mom's closet, and I didn't like anything. And now I'm going through it, and I'm like, this is at Urban Outfitters for $700 million.
Yeah.
This is at, like, all these other places.
What's
insane.
What's
happening with the mic here?
I need to hold my cord, I think.
Oh.
No, like, but it's... Your mic is... We'll worry about it after. It's all good.
No.
Oh, who cares if anyone hears me? That's fine.
I can't tell if it's your headphones or if your mic is getting unplugged. Because it sounds, like, distant. Like, now you're fine.
I'm fine?
Yeah, no, you're good.
Okay. I think it was just the cord. I have to hold it like this.
Okay.
Bye.
I don't know what's happening.
There you go.
Okay,
just
we're good.
Just out if that happens.
Okay.
Oh, I love
don't
technology.
Move.
Technology is the devil.
It is. Whack. I really don't like it.
You know what I say about e-books? Get them out of here.
I don't know what I was expecting from that sentence.
I didn't like that one.
It wasn't that.
Except, I would like to personally thank audiobooks for existing because they got you to finish Harry Potter.
You know what?
And for that, I am forever grateful.
This episode is sponsored by Audible.
No. Oh my God, that's every single YouTuber.
I'm so sorry.
That's every single YouTuber in the world.
Use my code audible.com/Stephanie to get absolutely nothing.
What are we going to listen to?
What's happening to you?
I don't know what's happening.
It's like, Rosalie, get out here.
The world doesn't want me to be here, I guess. Hold on. This is good.
Yeah?
I found.
Oh. Okay, hold that.
Hi.
Maybe. Hold this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't want to hold it.
Okay, well, I can hear you now.
Okay, good.
So we'll let you know, yeah?
Okay, gorgeous.
Okay, technology? Man.
Keep it in here.
I think that's a good...
It's segue to say, the opposite to get it
what's
out
next?
Music? You want to talk about music?
Please.
On our music podcast?
Please.
Podcast? Radio show?
Hey, I would like that.
Hey, you know what? Mm. AM radio? Just a podcast.
Did you know that podcast was a portmanteau of iPod and broadcast?
No.
That's why it's a podcast.
Oh my God.
Because you listen
Did
to
Apple
it.
Did Apple start it?
On your iPod. I don't think so. Who uses an iPod? It sounds better
no,
on a nano.
Like...
if they've been around for a long time. I remember having that app on my nano.
Mm-hmm. Hey man.
It's got the purple thing. Mm-hmm. The
Led Zeppelin sounds better on an iPod nano. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my goodness. Don't. iPod Shuffle.
iPod Shuffle?
Not even a screen. You're not allowed.
No. I didn't have an iPod Shuffle. I had the... Did I have a thick boy?
Like the thick iPods?
Yeah.
I love those.
I don't know if I had that one.
Those
little,
ones had crazy storage.
I think I had the
thin one. That was my first experience of Vampire Weekend. My dad
really?
Downloading A-Punk onto his super thick iPod and playing it in the kitchen.
I kind of wish I still had one. All my storage on my phone is just music.
I have an iPod Touch still. The, like,
oh, I have mine too.
Ones.
Oh,
I don't
have
any one. But like, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where your shame selfies are from when you were 14?
Oh, man.
she sent me a few. They're bad.
I will show you one day. There are some shameful things on there.
You know what? I feel like if you weren't ugly in middle school, you didn't live properly.
This was high school.
You wouldn't have developed a sense of humor.
No, but that's what it is. The people that were pretty in middle school, what are they doing now? What are their lives like? I don't understand them.
No,
they're impossible.
I had a BlackBerry for a while, so I used this to take my selfies.
Oh, that good quality. Do you remember that like screen shot and it just kind of make like a munching noise?
Yeah.
Do you remember
on
that?
BlackBerries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane. Only 90s kids. Remember.
I did not get my first phone until I turned 16.
I got it in grade 11.
In grade 11.
Me too.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I had a Samsung Galaxy S4.
Oh.
Queen. Okay.
And I remember being so grateful to have a phone that I didn't even
Were
care
you the
that
last
it was
one?
My phone.
Out of all your friends, I was.
Yes.
I was too.
I too was the last
like,
one.
Hey, add me on Text Plus.
Yeah, I had Text Plus.
I did that for so long.
I seriously had Text Plus on my iPod Touch for the longest time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That 219 number.
Yeah. So good.
Haunts me.
My first phone was a BlackBerry that slid.
The torch? That's what I had.
Yeah.
I had a white one.
Yeah,
a
me
white
too.
Torch.
Me too.
Yes.
Never
I miss
mind.
It. I miss typing on the keyboard sometimes.
Man, that was a
it made
nice
such
keyboard.
A good clicky noise. It just felt good
yeah,
on your hands.
Love a good
I know.
Click.
I have these chubby thumbs. I don't know if it would work out for me.
Tick boys.
I don't think it would work out for me now. Anyway.
I miss it.
Music.
Hey, music.
What's next, Stephanie?
The next song we are going to be playing is To Sir With Love by Lulu. Wasn't that gorgeous?
So nice.
Sorry for that real intense microphone turning on there.
Was it intense?
I don't know.
I didn't notice it.
I'm a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
We're back. That's how it sounded.
We're back.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I liked
Isn't
it.
Isn't it gorgeous? Don't you just want to like run in a field?
I was
just like,
about to say I'm in a meadow.
Get in
slow
the
motion. Slow motion. Exactly.
Run
the sun's
hand
just
in hand.
Going up a little bit.
I'm wearing SPF 50, so it's okay.
You're not going to get a sunburn. I'm wearing olive oil.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotta get that tan.
That's so Greek of you.
Yeah.
Olive oil just runs in your veins. Olive oil and feta cheese.
Oh, it honestly does.
I love that for you.
Every time I eat feta cheese, I don't know if it's because, like, my body just clings to it. It always ends up in my hair.
Pardon me?
Oh, no.
How on earth does that happen to you?
Food gets in my hair.
Okay, we need the history side of Radio Lori to understand, but explain who owns olive oil, Italians, or Greek people?
Greek people.
Grecians. Greeks.
Greeks.
Opa.
Find one family in Greece that doesn't own at least one olive tree.
I
want to
know. Do you know who owns olive oil? Is it the Italians or the Greeks?
It's the Greeks.
How do you know that? Are you just saying that because you're Greek?
I'm sure they both make olive oil. What do you mean owns?
I'm just saying, like, who did it first?
Probably the Greeks.
You think?
I'm going to say yes.
Well, yeah, they're one of the most ancient civilizations, yeah, I'd say that.
They also invented cutlery, so.
I'm Tuscan, and I'm not going to try to start another
war here. We're fighting in the studio about olive oil.
Just a quick race war between Greeks and Italians over olive oil. I feel like there are olive trees in both countries.
There definitely
are. I think it originated in Greece, didn't it?
I want to say yes because I think it's older. Mm. However, I don't know.
Any Italians or Greeks out there, give us a call.
No.
It's funny that Italians like to flex so many things that we invented. We invented nothing. Talking about, like, tomato sauce and all that kind of stuff. Like, tomatoes are only native to Mexico. Like, straight up. Yeah, that's, like, where they originate.
I don't know that.
Yeah, and the whole, like, noodle thing. Noodles started in China.
Yeah, but they make good spaghetti,
Different types of noodles. Spaghetti. Yeah, I can't say anything. Like, if you ask me if Greeks invented anything, I have to say yes. Otherwise, I would be disowned by my grandfather.
It's Romans or Greeks? Is that not...
It's always Greeks. Otherwise, I will be disowned.
Okay.
And they will literally cut off my olive oil supply.
Oh, no. Like, what are you going to do without that? That's like, that stuff goes into an IV for you.
I know. I literally eat, like, a bowl of it every night.
Ew.
Not on its own. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I just jumped out of my chair thinking about that.
I'm actually bread and olive oil that she punched the mic.
Bread is my one.
I love bread.
Love. I'd be such a skinny legend if I didn't have bread in my diet.
But hey, we're all about body positivity. Exactly. So eat all the bread you want.
Exactly.
See, people ask me, like, isn't veganism really restricting? Like, you can't eat anything.
Oh, I'm she's vegan. Everyone, she needs to, everyone needs to know Bryn here is vegan.
I'm tying it back.
Keep going. Okay. Just wanted people to know.
Listen, it's relevant. Let me finish that.
Okay.
Thought.
Go ahead.
You know what would be so much worse? Keto. Man. Have you ever tried not eating bread?
No.
That's really hard.
I can't. I eat bread at least once a day.
Yeah.
A day.
So, Evan Linzeris, another Greek lad, has said, Greek people, WTF, is that even a question? We bathed in olive oil during the Olympics, which is also something we made. They did. In Athens. Athena made them. And then swears that I'm not going to say.
All the Greeks out there.
Bleep.
For all the Greeks out there, onikos echi ana katsiki. The one thing I know how to say in Greek.
Evan, palakalo.
That's it.
Why don't you go spell your grandma's name wrong again? Evan.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Evan.
Yeah, yeah. Yee.
So terrible.
I love my yee.
Yee, yee, yee.
Can you open that window a little bit, girl?
Yes, I'm kinda sweating.
Yeah.
It's all I talk about, olive oil and breads. Really just getting us going.
No, honestly, like, it's like, you know how, man, never mind, that was going to get dark. No, you know what, I'll use a better example. When you eat a lot of sugar, your body craves it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally craves it. That's what happens when we start talking about olive oil and feta cheese. My body is literally, like, tweaking.
The Greek in you is like, opa.
My mom wanted me to point out that I'm half Italian.
Just okay. Half.
And half whatever. Eurocentric combination.
Oh.
My mom is mostly British.
Love a good Eurocentric combination.
Exactly.
I'm just your favorite Eurocentric white person. I'm not white. I'm mixed. I'm Italian.
Oh my goodness. Are you fully Greek, Steph?
No, my mom is Greek.
And your dad is?
French.
You don't know?
Well, he's French Canadian. So he came from somewhere. I don't know where.
Somewhere. The chicken or the egg. I don't know.
He's not like literally like, he's not native. Mm. So I don't know where he came from.
Interesting. But. Maybe you should ask.
He doesn't know.
Oh.
He's just French, I guess.
Oh, okay.
That's probably somewhere. I'm guessing they came from somewhere that speaks French.
Okay.
Maybe like France.
Interesting. Yeah. Cool.
They do that there.
Speak French?
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah. Rosalie, can you weigh in?
Why? Because I speak
Français. No, can you confirm or deny they speak French in France?
C'est correct. Okay. They do. They do speak French.
Oui, oui, mon ami.
So the next song we have is Why Can't I by Liz Phair. I've actually never heard of this artist before. She came into the public eye in the early 90s, and this song is in almost every single 2000s rom-com I've ever heard. So I had to put it in here just because it's a love episode.
I would like to point out before we start that I did not just burst out laughing because of you describing the song. I was thinking of the phrase ho 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 baguette.
Nope.
And it just came out of me.
I think that's the first thing that's going to happen to me when I do exchange next year.
The plane lands.
And I'm just going to, I'm going to ascend. It'll just come out of me like that. Like I'm being possessed. I'm just a baguette. And then everyone on the plane is just going to start slow clapping. And they're like, she's arrived.
A beret materializes on her head.
A little curly mustache. Is this racist?
No. My dad is French. It's fine.
Okay, we're good. We're good.
I might know the song when it starts playing, but off the top of my head, I don't know this song.
There's this one rom-com. Let me know if you guys, you guys watch good movies, so obviously you guys would never have seen this rom-com.
I've never seen a movie.
I was a cynical little gal. I didn't like rom-com.
You're so different. You're so quirky and indie.
I can't
believe
how edgy you are.
She only ever watched Skins.
God. I hate that you're watching it now because I watch it with you and it makes me hate myself. Oh. I'm like, man, I can't believe I loved this.
I told you that my roommate Adam saw the guy that plays Tony in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He was also in Warm Bodies. You know that guy, Tom Holt? Is that his name?
What?
Oh my gosh. Why is this escaping me right now? Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt. Tom? Who's Tom?
He was also in X-Men.
Yeah, apparently he saw him at the Bubba Gump Shrimp restaurant in Hawaii.
Don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know.
Evan says, we stan Crystal also.
Hi, Crystal.
We do.
That's my mom.
We still listen to it, right?
I wish my mom could be listening. She's at work, though.
Okay.
R.I.P. Okay, well, let's get into it. The song is called Why Can't I by Liz Phair.
Really just put me back into being in the first van my parents had.
Really?
In like 2003?
Yeah, I remember hearing this on the radio.
Like, I literally just feel like I'm in the, like, what was that really uncomfortable seat material called? I don't know.
Vinyl?
Maybe, I don't know.
Polyester, because that's the fuzzy one that smells weird.
It did smell weird.
Yeah, especially in the sun.
I was just going to say, it had that weird, like, old van smell.
Do you guys have, like, a little TV that came down?
No, we weren't that bougie.
I never had a van just because, like, I'm an only child, so, like, what for? But, yeah, the people that always had the TVs that came off at the top, I was so jealous of them.
No, I never had that. We did, at one point, get these things that you could, like, attach to the back of your seat.
Oh, yeah.
And you could, like, fold it down.
That's so nice.
I would watch Harry Potter on it.
Wow, classic.
All of my siblings have motion sickness.
So. Oh, no. See, I would try to watch Harry Potter on it because I also have motion sickness.
Yeah, I was going to say you are the pukiest person.
No, it never. I would more listen to it and close my eyes.
I can't read while driving or, like, be on my phone for too long.
Well, please don't read while, like, physically driving.
No, okay, of course.
Yeah.
Speaking of driving, I got my G last week.
Very proud of you.
Right on.
Thank you so much. I'm finally done going to the test center. To, like, get a license is so irritating. Like, the line is long. I hate having to sit there in the car waiting for the examiner. It's so nerve-wracking.
This is the first, I'm pretty sure the first, like, stand-up comedy bit ever was like, hey, the DMV, am I right?
For real.
Like, actually.
That's what it, because everyone experiences
it. Hey, airplane food sucks.
Tale as old as time.
My goodness.
True as it could be.
The next one we have up is I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Started out as the first all-female rock group in the 70s, The Runaways, who she played guitar in. And we're 1,000 million kajillion percent going to play that band on the show because they're so badass. Her independent record label, Blackheart Records, was founded in the 1980s after she was rejected by no less than 23 labels. Joan Jett.
I, too, have been rejected that many times.
Don't. And it's insane because, like, she's become... Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She became a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee with 8 platinum and gold albums and 9 top 40 hit singles, including the classics Bad Reputation, Theme Song for Freaks and Geeks, phenomenal show. Mm-hmm. You guys have both seen that, yeah?
So good.
So good. And I Love Rock and Roll, which is another huge hit of hers. Blackheart Records is one of the longest-running indie labels that continues to give voices to many neglected bands today. And all in all, she's a badass biznatch, and she rocks my socks for real.
Okay.
Joan
Jett.
Can
I get a heck yeah in the studio?
Heck yeah. Can I get a
yee-yee? Yee-yee. Yeah, we love Joan Jett. She's so badass. She's such like a, she's so like punk, and that's so cool, and like so rock and roll, and that's not really a genre that women touch, especially in the time period, right?
See, punk is hard to do authentically because a lot of people do punk in like a pandering way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm cool. Yeah. And mm-hmm. anti-establishment. But it's really obvious to see through when you're not genuine about it. For sure. And Joan Jett was as authentic as they get.
Angry. Like, she was pissed. Mad lad.
I would have been mad as well, though, because like when she was in that rock group in the 70s, The Runaways, the band's manager really, they were fresh out of high school. Also, they were young.
They were pushed.
And they were advertised to be, like, wearing lingerie on stage, and he was pushing them to try to be as sexual as they possibly could, and then no one took them seriously because they were just like, oh, the first female rock group of all time, all female, and that's what they were pushed to do. Like, people didn't take them seriously for it, and it was just because of bad management because, you know, what are women other than sexual objects,
right? But you know what? They should have been taken seriously for that because that's empowering if you like doing it.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
But since it wasn't their decision and it was a marketing choice.
That's what I'm saying.
Pretty gross.
Like, if it was them being like, hey, let's do this, let's embrace it, it probably would have come off a lot
They were so uncomfortable doing it, though. I remember, like, reading about the song and the band, and they all really didn't like it.
Yeah, so
they
went for it, though, because they were young, and
that's what I'm saying.
Even the lyrics, like, Cherry Bomb.
Oh, great song.
So we're going to be playing. We have to play it next week, eh?
Yeah.
We have to. So, shall we play it?
We shall.
I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Rock and roll, baby. She killed it.
I want to go on a run now.
She killed it.
I don't.
I never want to run. I don't actually want to go on a run.
This weather, I'm so over the snow. It's snowing now.
It's snowing on me through the open window. Really,
you can close the door. Close the window. I'll survive.
Oh my goodness. That's your arm exercise for the day.
I'm in pain.
Oh my goodness.
So, next up, we have got a cover of God Only Knows by She and Him.
Zooey Deschanel, our queen.
Originally performed by the Beach Boys, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, from the Beach Boys, Wilson said that him and Asher's intention was to create a feeling of being blind, but in being blind, you can see more. Which is so cute and pure, and I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't understand
that you can smell stuff.
Yeah, like
your other senses are heightened.
I guess, but, like, that's not what he said. So, I just put that in there because I was like, are we going to... Anyone... No, it's fine.
She and Him's actually a cute band.
They are. It's the duo Zooey Deschanel, of course, and M. Word.
Ward?
Ward. Ward. M. Ward. So it just sounds like Edward if you say it really fast.
M. Word.
Edward.
M. Word.
M. Word.
M. Word.
Yeah.
Handsome Squidward.
Fun fact about She and Him, he heard her singing in Elf.
Aww.
We all know Elf.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, have you pursued music? And she was like, no, but I got a lot of songs written and nothing to do with them. So she sent them to him, and he was like, let's record these. And She and Him.
Did they ever have a relationship?
Them.
No, she's married.
No, them. She's married? Don't.
She and Him? Them. Am I right? Where's your grammar?
There's actually this one music video by She and Him that's so adorable.
Is it the one where they're, like, in a cafe?
No, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in it. And it's for the one, Why Do You Let Me Stay Here?
Yes.
Another phenomenal song by the both of them. And they're dancing in a bank. It's super, super cute.
Very cute. All of them are super dance.
Hmm? By who?
She and Him.
By them.
Them.
Here's God Only Knows by She and Him.
Feel good.
Feel like love, you know?
Fuzzy. You know what, guys? Like, God I only know what love. I'd be without you guys.
Thanks.
You know love you.
Thank you.
Keep
Thank
it.
You.
Love you guys.
I love you. Thanks.
Oh my goodness. Don't.
Or I love you. You too.
Don't.
Oof.
I just remember all those things coming out when it's like, don't say I love you. Say I love elephant shoes really fast.
Ew. Is that grade 4?
Yeah, it was grade 4. I remember everyone having to say that.
Or mouth a vacuum at someone from across the room if you want to be very rude but unclockable.
Oh, yeah.
Get it.
Or like, I love YouTube. You say that really fast. I love YouTube.
Yeah.
Like that.
Man, I love your real uncomfortable.
Dog.
I'm cringing real hard.
Did anyone, you know, get married in middle school or elementary school?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember when people had marriages?
Oh, no, people would marry their Build-A-Bears a lot.
That's really weird.
Build-A-Bear ceremony. Somebody would officiate it.
That's cute. Oof.
Hey.
The good stuff.
Did a fish officiate it? Thank you.
Wow.
That's why I brought Bryn here.
That one sent me. Okay.
I have this, like, ongoing joke with
Kinsey that she's going to officiate my wedding, and like old people are going to be like, is that the minister? No, it's esteemed culture studies professor Kinsey Robertson.
I don't.
I so good.
Yeah. All right. Music.
The next one would
but
have
to. But also a fish.
Also oh, true.
Thank you.
The next one would have to be a shout out to Evan Lanceros because he wanted to hear Pat Benatar on the show since we started. So we're going to be playing Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar. She is one of the most powerful female artists of the 80s. Beginning her career singing around in New York, she was signed to Chrysalis Records in the 70s. She was labeled as one of the most played artists during MTV's early days on air. MTV in the 80s, imagine.
When it was about music?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Love is a Battlefield went on to sell over a million records, as well as getting major second wave listens from being in the rom-com 13 Going on 30.
Of course.
The best.
Which is a phenomenal movie. I actually love that movie.
I actually have a fun fact about Chrysalis Records.
Go ahead.
It was called that because the artists come to them as caterpillars, and then they come out as artistic butterflies.
That's gorgeous.
Oh my god.
That's so deep.
Is that true?
I made
okay, I was going to say something.
Are you for real?
Yes, I made it.
I actually completely believed you.
I was going to ask originally when you're like, I have a fact. I was going to be like, did your dad tell you this?
No.
Bruno knows all.
This
Bruno
came from
all the facts.
The depths of my brain.
Okay, love it. I really appreciated that. Thank you.
No, but yeah, this song like rocks. I think it plays at the scene where they're having a sleepover and they're kind of just like dancing around because they're all talking about boys and how they're the worst, obviously. No, but yeah, I love this song, so... Let's get into it.
Shall
Love is a, Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar.
And in the meantime, we'll talk about Mark Ruffalo in that film.
Oh, can't
phenomenal.
Wait.
Love
honestly,
him.
Can't wait. Love him. What a grand song.
Love is a Battlefield. It truly is.
That really sounds like 13 Going on 30.
It does. It really, like, it connects now.
Yeah.
They come as a pair.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, love it. Pat Benatar's, I just want to do that. You know that dance that they did in Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Where they do that, you know what I mean? I wish.
Makes you want to groove,
I wish you
know?
Could see, but yeah. No, phenomenal.
I wish we had a vacant library to groove in.
No, right?
Exactly.
A vacant library would honestly be my dream.
That's actually such a good movie.
I came to the Laurier Library during reading week, and it was a vacant library, and I literally could have done it. It was so wild.
That's insane.
It was empty. It was great.
I can't believe you
I feel
didn't.
Like all of Waterloo is empty when it's reading week. Can you guys confirm?
Oh, yeah. We went out on the Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to go to Chainsaw, and they were like, we're closing early because no one's here.
No one lives here.
It's all the students.
It was literally everyone just went to pub, and that was just the...
Mm.
Which, oh, sucks. Sorry.
Mm. Next up, we have Regina Spektor, who is so phenomenal.
Oh, my god.
She reminds me of, like, grade 9. Yeah. When I first thought I was, like, an indie pixie fairy girl, you know.
This is the definition of 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
That's literally, we're playing Us, and that's in the intro.
No, I want that in my wedding. Are you
no,
kidding
for real.
Me?
So
hear that, Evan?
She's so awesome. Born in the Soviet Union, Regina Spektor began studying classical piano when she was 6. Her parents immigrated to New York in 1989, and Spektor became writing music in her late teens. No wonder she's from New York.
Yeah, right.
You can, like, hear it.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
so artsy and so, like, weird and, like, quirky.
I love the, like, wavery things that she does.
Yeah.
Just the way that she uses
that
her
thing.
Voice.
She's
so
insane.
Confident in those choices,
yeah.
and I love it.
And she's unique. Like, I don't think I've ever heard anybody, like, with her melodic sound like that. You know what I mean? It's insane.
The way that she incorporates strings, too, in this song.
Everything.
You can tell she's, like, classically trained.
She mm-hmm. is. Sure. Yeah. Say, like, you know what? I think a lot of the really good ones have a little bit of that. Because if you think about even Queen.
Yeah, and, like, Lady
sounds
Gaga.
Like, yeah.
You can really hear it with her, too. Like,
classical music. You hear
trained.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very unlike most of her indie genre. The way that she writes is also very unusual, which makes her even more special. Her music has been featured in many movies and TV shows, such as Grey's Anatomy and The Chronicles of Narnia. And this song plays in the intro of 500 Days of Summer, which is an amazing film.
I want to see it. I haven't.
I can't
what?
Believe
I know.
You.
Are you kidding
I
me?
I want to see it.
Okay, girls' night. We have to make her watch that.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I'm, yeah, down.
She's open to it.
It's
I
so good.
I want to watch it. I do.
And there's so many levels of it because I don't want to spoil anything from you, but like.
I know what people say.
You know what people say.
Yeah, I know. I remember, I think, Brandon, did you show it to your dad, you were saying?
Well,
and he
I
said the right
it,
thing.
I watched it with my parents,
yeah,
and he said
they said
I
the
originally,
right
yeah. He said, I originally thought this, but now I've been thinking about it, and now I'm mad about this other
yeah.
thing.
No, that's
no,
what I'm saying.
I know that.
Very good.
There's levels on it, because the first time I watched it, I saw it as a very superficial, like, oh,
mm-hmm.
he was in the wrong kind of thing. No, she was in the wrong. Yeah. And then the more I watched it and the more, like, I thought about it, I went, whoa, like, this is not,
like. Tom is a selfish, soft boy gaslighter.
Yeah, but well, I didn't think that because it's also, it's almost like the TV show You, because it's told through his eyes, right? Mm-hmm. He's a protagonist, so you automatically start rooting for him. And when he doesn't get his way, you're kind of, like, disappointed. And that's exactly why You is also an insane show.
Because you're like, why am I Because you get
mad. You're like, why am I mad that Beck found the... Oh, I'm not going to spoil anything if no one's ever seen Beck it.
Beck found love.
Exactly. No, but, like, when things don't go his way, you kind of get mad. And it's, like, realistically, when you think about it, you shouldn't be mad.
No.
So, yeah, it's insane.
I'm just going to mention another thing about 500 Days of Summer and that soundtrack. Mm. This inspired the rom-com playlist because, like, okay, so I have a boyfriend. And when we just friends, we made a playlist that was all, like, songs that had been featured in romantic comedies that are all certified slappers, absolute bangers. And then we expanded it to songs that we think should be in movies, if we were ever given the platform to be soundtrack curators. And yeah, so it was inspired by that movie.
I'm an avid follower. I listen to it in the shower a lot.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's really good to drive to. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the cover image that we uploaded is Tom and Summer in the record shop.
Oh, I have that picture on my Instagram. Such a pretty one when they're looking at each other smiling. I know,
it's the sweetest thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this song, this movie, this whole soundtrack, very near and dear to my heart. So
phenomenal.
Suited to the love episode of From Venus.
Let's do it. Us by Regina. In.
Let's go.
Let's go. Us by Regina Spektor.
They made a statue.
Gorgeous.
So nice. What a good ending, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Feels big.
Feels huge.
I was going to say, we do have time for one more, but should we just...
Should we do it?
We have it's a minute song. I think we can do it.
You know what? Do you mind if we do this one?
Yeah, I do.
It's a you do? What would you want to do instead?
Well, that one's longer.
Is it?
Yeah.
How long is it?
I don't know. I can't see.
Which one would you want to do?
Well, I was just going to do this one because it's next and it's a minute.
All right, time is of the essence.
All right, so, let's do it.
All right. We're going to sign off. We're just going to play one last song real quick. Mm-hmm. This is La Vie en Rose, the version that was in How I Met Your Mother, Christine Milioti. Nobody talk to me about the finale, please.
I haven't seen it either.
I will get mad.
I haven't seen it.
Great, then.
Don't tell me about it.
Won't say anything else. The original is by Edith Piaf. Is that how you say it?
Edith Piaf.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, French Rosalie. So, thank you again to Brynn for joining us. It's been a grand old time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
We all set then?
Yeah. Yeah, so join us next week.
Can we hands in? One, two, three, from Venus.
Women. Okay.
Women. Okay.
Here is La Vie en Rose by Christine Milioti.
This has been From Venus.
See you
next week. Peace. And hold me fast, this magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your